Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. Me, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing, man?
Okay. My Knicks lost today, so I'm pretty upset about that.
Yeah, I know, man. We're gonna lead off with the Knicks. That brutal loss to the Celtics. Then we'll talk a little bit about you know how the baseball season, you know, spring training as these teams are getting ready. You know, talk a little Rangers, and then end it off with a little WWE. You know, recap and preview tomorrow's episode. But you know, without further ado, yeah, let's talk the Knicks, man. You know, they lost to the Celtics. I mean, tell me how many times you've heard that, you know, the past 10, 11 years from now.
Yeah.
And it's always like, man, this was a game they could have won. I mean, to fast forward through the whole game, I mean, Knicks have had a horrible stretch where they were losing at least by 15. You know, fourth quarter, you know, they came back, took the lead, and then they had a three-point lead with less than, like, 30 seconds or 18 seconds. It kind of... I lost track, you know, and then they kept. And here's what the play of the game to me was. D'Antoni, Knicks was up. Knicks was up by one. He calls a timeout. And, you know, the strategy for that would be, you know, to, you know, think of a strategy, what they're going to do, you know, to score.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem is, when he took the time out to think of a strategy, how they're going to score, he also gave the Celtics time to think of a strategy.
Yeah, that's
true. So pretty
true.
Much, you know, we had a 1-point lead, we had a 3-point lead, and then afterwards, here's the play of the whole game right there. We were up by 3. Paul Pierce, man, he takes this ridiculous shot and ties the game with 4 seconds left into the game, with like 4.2 seconds, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah.
And then the Knicks try to score and, of course, force it into overtime, where in the overtime, the Celtics just pretty much brutalized us, and we lost by 4. But this was a game the Knicks should have won. They could have won. Sure, they were down by 15 at least 15 at one point. But Knicks came back, as you know, these Knicks have, you know, been known to do.
Yeah.
But had they played smartly and fouled a guy, try to make a free throw, purposely missed a free throw, which is hard enough to do. To miss a free throw on purpose to try to get the rebound. I mean, that would have been the Celtics' strategy had they fouled them.
Right.
But no, they just fake guarded him because they didn't want to foul him, and it was like he was trying to force a 4-point play, but he throws up this crazy ridiculous shot which went in, and that tied the game. Once I saw that, I mean, man. In the pit of my heart, man, I knew that. If a play like that exists, I knew we lost that game, man.
Yeah.
They couldn't score with four point something left into the end of fourth quarter, man, I knew we were gonna lose in overtime, and sure enough, we lost by 4 points.
Yeah. It was like you said, man. It was a game that we should have got. They played some sloppy basketball. They were turning the ball over like crazy.
Ridiculously. Jeremy Lin, he turned the ball over like at least 6 times, man. This was, you know, I mean, uncalled for, you know. They just clearly didn't play. They just clearly didn't play the way that they did. I mean, sure, they had some moments. They did come back. I give them that. But the turnovers and letting Paul Pierce take that ridiculous shot, and Paul Pierce, man, he had a great game, man. They couldn't stop him, man. You know,
well,
but
Rondo had like a triple double. He had like, what,
yeah, he did
2 points, 17 rebounds, 21 assists.
Yeah, that's another guy. And there was rumors even as late as yesterday that they were thinking about trading him because they're thinking about rebuilding, you know, because they're getting up there. But Rajon Rondo is the last guy they should be getting rid of. I mean, he's the youngest guy of the big four. I mean, come on. I mean, the guy who they should get rid of, as weird as it sounds, would be Kevin Garnett because, yeah, Kevin Garnett in 08, he was like the leader of that team. Even though, you know, he did the right thing, you know, he gave props. You know, they kind of shared a co-captaincy with Ray Allen, even though Paul Pierce, you know, was the senior guy, you know, even though it was Garnett's team, you know, he gave, you know, respect to Paul Pierce, you know, being on the team longest and spending his entire career with the Celtics. You know, they shared the co-captaincy, even though technically Garnett was the captain of that team. But, you know, but Garnett, I mean, he's, you know, it's pretty much, you know, clear as day that Kevin Garnett, as great as he was in Minnesota, and as great as he was that first year with Celtics, I mean, this guy's pretty much washed up. I mean,
well,
you know,
he's
this
been
guy
playing
was
good the last 5 or 6 games. They put him at center now, so
yeah, that's his natural position. I mean, he's a center. That was one of the knocks they had on Garnett throughout his entire career. I mean, this guy's a 7-footer that wants to play power forward. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, he's played good as a power forward. You know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the greatest, you know, power forwards of all time. But
yeah,
there's always been a knock on him, especially when he was in Minnesota, that, you know, he's a 7-foot guy who pretty much chooses to play power forward. I mean, if you look at any of those centers that he had, I mean, you know, he was the star of the guy. He should be the center, I mean, had he chose to be. But, I guess he felt it was easier for his career, you know, to play power forward. He doesn't have to go against other seven-foot guys.
Right.
That are, you know, stronger than, like, Shaq, all these other guys who were, like, big-body centers, you know. You don't have to, you know, get, you know, collided. I mean, sure, he's going to face his share of some, you know, tough power forwards too, but, you know, it just, you know, worth, you know, considering.
Yeah. He's been playing good for them the last 5 or 6 games, averaging 20 and 10. Today, he played an okay game, but, you know, he wasn't great today. But.
And at first he started off poorly. He was missing horribly. You know, he made, like, this shot, this long shot, and he was, like, you know how he acts, you know, getting all excited, you know, showboating and stuff like that. And up until that point, he was, like, 3 for 8.
Right.
You know, this guy, you know, that's how, you know, Garnett is, you know. This guy, you know, is a guy who plays with passion. But now, at his later years, it looks like he's not only playing with passion, but you know, dirty.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got the win. So.
But it was all sloppiness, man. And I got to say something about Jeremy Lin. I love Jeremy Lin, but
turnover.
Last few games, it looks like he's been intimidated by these teams and these guards that have been. These elite guards that have been playing against him.
Yeah, that is true. So he did play good against, what was the team he just beat? But then against the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did play good. He did bounce back with the Cavaliers, as he should have. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's coming back to earth because, I mean, the Laker Mavericks, I mean, that he was playing, like, unbelievable basketball. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, now he's starting to come back to earth a bit, but
yeah, I don't know if he's lost his confidence, but he's stopping his dribble. He's
not
penetrating as much. He's throwing up bricks.
Not.
You know.
He definitely. He hasn't been driving as he was. You could clearly see he was intimidated, you know, by Garnett. And Bass and all these other guys, you know, going in the lane, because he would stop and then look. Because this guy, he always had great court vision. You know, when during that Linsanity run he was on, you know, he hardly stopped and then had to, you know, try to pass the ball, you know, because he didn't want to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what I mean? Like when you take 2 steps and then you stop, and then you have to, like, pass the ball or shoot it.
Yeah, he's been, like, hesitating and stopping his dribble, you know, and then looking around.
I forgot the terminology for some reason. What do you call that in basketball again? You know, like when you turn the ball over, like you stop, you take 2 steps, you have to pass the ball or shoot it. Or else if you take another step, you get the ball turns over.
Traveling?
Yes, traveling. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot that. That's basketball 101. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, traveling. That's the word I was trying to think of.
Yeah, I don't know if he's lost something or if he's come back to her, but
yeah,
definitely looks like a different player these days.
Yeah, exactly. His confidence went down. I mean, it seems like that. But, this is definitely, you know, a learning experience. Hopefully he could bounce back because we need him for this run.
And the next game is against Dallas Mavericks Tuesday?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
That's another big game, and that'll be in Dallas.
Yeah, so I guess so. I don't think they presented him with the award while he was in New York, so I guess Kevin's finally going to get his ring.
Yeah.
You know, Tuesday. Hopefully they could get their act together, and hopefully Tyson can bring a ring back to New York.
I hope
so. the way they played today, it didn't really give people any confidence, but let's just hope they can bounce back and, you know, play team basketball again.
Yeah.
And start sharing the ball.
They had some good passing the ball. Well, they just, some of the passes they threw, like, were being intercepted by the Boston players. And
well, yeah, that's too. But they got to make smart passes.
And I thought the one bad. Yeah, I mean, I thought the one bad. Well, the one thing that happened during this game, that if that didn't happen, we could have won, was Iman Shumpert after the dunk over Garnett. He said something towards Garnett, and the referee gave him a technical foul. And, you know, Celtics made a free throw. If he hadn't done that, we probably could have won the game.
Yeah, you're right about that. We would have had a one-point lead, and we wouldn't have been forced to overtime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You have a point there.
You got to learn to, you know, like, not do stupid stuff like that.
Right. You're absolutely right. And, yeah, but hopefully, you know, they can bounce back. We talk about this next week. You know, Knicks are back on a roll.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. But I guess we'll shift gears quickly to MLB. You know, they were playing spring training a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think you guys beat up on Phillies 11-0 or something like that, or was it some college team? I lost track, you know.
Yeah, I think they're playing Philly right now.
Yeah. And Papelbon, you know, of course, he's now a Philly now. So
yeah,
you guys aren't going to see Papelbon anymore.
Not like I care, but.
he just loves, you know, pissing New Yorkers off.
Yeah, well, he's with Philly now, so. Well, actually, he'll be playing against you guys, the Mets now.
Yeah, exactly. But, yes, another Pennsylvania team, former Yankee A.J. Burnett, he's going to need surgery because he bunted a ball foul and it hit him in the eye. So he has to have surgery, which he'll be out for, like, what was it, 8 to 12 weeks or 8 to 12 months? I forgot. Well, it was one or the other. Either way, you know, a crazy situation. I mean, and bunting the ball foul.
He's trading him in time.
Yeah. Imagine the PR of that if he would have did that as a Yankee.
Yeah.
Oh, but then again, he wouldn't have to do that unless now that I think about it, he wouldn't really have to do that because it's not like Interleague is coming anytime soon.
That's true.
So he wouldn't have to have bunted. But I guess it is what it is.
Yeah,
And Mets is going to play their first spring training tomorrow. And Johan is supposed to make his first, spring training start on Tuesday, I believe.
Johan.
So far he's been healthy. So, you know, Johan is the key, you know, to Mets, you know, being respectable.
Yeah.
And they have a long way to go. They gotta stay healthy and, you know, have that camaraderie, you know, for them to, you know. Plus, by the way, I don't know if you heard. There's a new wild card team added into the playoff system for each league. So
yeah, I heard about that.
Now there's three teams in each division that will make it. And this totally makes the at first I was against this idea, but now that I think about it, you know, it makes winning the division important again.
Yeah, but it's gonna be one. They play like one game, which is like,
yeah, two wild cards. In a one game playoff game,
yeah.
Winner continues, and the loser goes home, and it'll be back to like how it was before they added this extra team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess it's good, but then again, they only play one game, so it's.
Yeah, it does. It sucks if you're on that, you know, wild card spot. You know, it's do or die, but. It's going to make it interesting. It's going to be like, it'll be like last year's postseason. I mean, one game, that the final game of the season.
Right.
Before, you know, the postseason started, in which, unfortunately, the Cardinals win. But, you know, that it should make it interesting. I was against it, but looking at it, it should make it more exciting.
Yeah. It'll make it more competitive, I guess.
Exactly. Except if you're a wild card team that loses.
Yeah.
You're going to have to bring out your ace, and, you know, you're going to be pretty much under losing in, most likely, if you do advance. I guess we'll switch gears quickly.
Now, before we do switch, I have an update. I heard some news that on Mets camp, Ike Davis has this Valley fever.
Oh, yes, I heard about that, right. Yes. What was the severity of it? I heard he does have some lung thing, but I don't know how severe is it. What's going on with that?
It's like a fever contracted in the Southwest, and they said he's not showing symptoms yet, but they're taking precautions, and this disease causes fatigue, and just causes extreme fatigue and some other symptoms that I'm not aware of. But
so they're shutting him down then?
No, he's gonna play. I mean, he's not taking any medication because he's not showing any symptoms yet.
Hmm.
But they're taking precautions right now. But there's other players from other sports that have had this disease and have missed an entire season. So we'll see how he. What happens, but right now, he's not showing any symptoms of the disease.
Yeah, great job by you, Moko. Yeah, I forgot about that story until you mentioned. Hopefully he'll be all right, because if Mets is going to be respectable, they need big years out of Wright, Duda, May, and, of course, Ike Davis, who had a pretty good regular season, but it was cut short because of the knee injury, with a ankle injury he had when he collided with David Wright, and that pretty much ended both of their seasons, last year.
Right.
I guess we'll switch gears quickly to WWE. It was a mixed. It was a mixed thing between Rock and Cena. I mean, Cena had a decent promo for like 2 to 5 minutes. Rock, as usual, he had a promo. He pretty much got the fans to chant whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are giving Cena the win is because he called Rock out on having, what he's going to say writing on his wrist. But I think this thing was set up. I think this is a setup. This was all scripted for him to have that.
Yeah.
I guess someone would have to really do detective work to check to see when he cuts a promo if he has that and other stuff. But
yeah, I think it was set up.
I think it is a setup. And after Cena did call him out and left, Rock did seem rattled. I mean. I assume it's true, but then, I assume, that part was, fake, but, and plus he is an actor, so he should be able to play the rattled role.
Of course.
For that, you have to give Rock even more credit to make himself look bad like that, to build this rivalry, because Cena, before last week, was doing absolutely nothing. I mean, the rivalry was so one-sided. And then Cena, giving Rock the attitude adjustment like a couple of months ago, Rock has been pretty much dominating him on the mic, in the ring, pretty much this whole rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully, this is going to make it more balanced, and tomorrow should be interesting. Rock's going to be there again tomorrow, and Shawn Michaels is going to be back again. So hopefully there'll be a in-ring interaction between those two, but I doubt they'll both be in the ring at the same time, so I guess we'll all find out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yep.
To see what happens, and Michaels is going to be there, so we'll see if they're in the same ring, because I don't know you or you want to see that.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to see that fight. You know, that's a fight that never happened.
Yeah.
When it got called to my attention 2 years ago that they never fought.
Right, right.
I was surprised about that, but it is what it is. I think it's too late now because, you know, he's retired. He's like, what, 44, 45? I mean, he can still fight, you know. But, you know, he left on his own terms, unlike 98 when he had to go because of the back injury.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll wait and see about that. And let me see what the GMs are switching places. Teddy Long, the SmackDown GM, is going to be the Raw GM tomorrow, and vice versa. Laurinaitis is going to be the SmackDown GM on Friday.
Yeah.
That should be an interesting thing also.
That would be very interesting.
Let me see. Let me think of one more thing. Well, you know, the Rangers are doing well. I mean, I don't know how they did, if they play today, but you know, they're doing well. So hopefully they'll keep it up. But well, that's what time it is, folks. I want to thank you all, as ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. I want to thank you, Macaulay, for coming on.
Anytime.
And without that further ado, I want to thank you guys for listening. You're the one giving your support. And I'll see you guys next week. Same Sports Urban Legend channel.